Okay, this is Parak Gimel in Hilchos Sliros. We're going to get into halachas that have to do with the responsibility of watchmen and how far they need to go, and so far as the responsibility for the objects they're entrusted to watch. You'll see some common cases here. So halacha aleph, Parak Gimel halacha aleph, Shomer Shatan Shenenas on Eskadok Gon Shvur Mesa. So let's say a watchman makes a claim that the thing that he's supposed to be watching was destroyed by factors out of his control, like for instance, it broke or died. In that it's a makom she'edim mitzuyin sham, but shi'chan oso raya al tanaso shenenas v'yiftar af mishuah shomon. So if this took place in an environment where witnesses are normally found, then he needs to bring a proof to his claim that this was out of his control. And then if he does so, he's exempt from making the shvuah. The lohavi raya yisham, but if he can't bring a proof through the witnesses, he must pay. Shenemar ein roesh shvuah Hashem tiyah ben shenem. Hal makom shef shal havi raya ein sham shvuah. So as long as I can bring a proof, there's no need for a shvuah. Ella, Ella, O Yavi Raya, O Yishan. Either he brings the proof to the witnesses or he pays. But let's say he makes the claim that the thing was destroyed in a place where witnesses are not normally found. He doesn't need a proof from witnesses, obviously. Ella Yushava Shenanas. He makes a shvuah that he that got destroyed out of his control and he's exempt. And he brings witnesses that say that he wasn't negligent. Niftar, then he would actually be exempt as well from the shvuah. There was an incident where one person, Shehevi, right? There was a person who, excuse me, who was paid to deliver a jug of wine, and it broke in the public marketplace by Mechuzah. This came before the sages. Right? So the Chachamim said that people are normally around in that market area where the person claimed that the jug of wine was broken. Oh, tavi raya shelo pashata, or bring proof that you were negligent. Ella nisklata v'naflas, right? Rather, it just like kind of you fell. Oh, tishan demea, or you have to go ahead and pay. So those are the options. V'chein kol kliyotze b'zeh. Halacha beis. Okay, hamavir chavis makom makom mischar. So let's say someone's paid to deliver wine, like a UPS delivery guy. V'nishbara, and let's say it breaks. So then, din Torah hu sheyishalem. So the halacha is he must pay. She'ein ze ones gadol, because this is considered a major thing that happened out of his control. Varei shvira kegneva veda. And therefore, breaking in such an instance is considered to be like stealing, it being stolen or lost. Shehu chay behen. They be obligated to pay. Aval titu chachamim. The chachamim step in and say no. She'e chayv shvua shelo pashava. He must make a shvua that he wasn't negligent. She'im ata omer yishalem. Because if you say that he should just pay, in the chadam she'aver chavas chavera. Then it would basically destroy the UPS business because no one ever delivered these barrels. That's why they made the breaking of the barrel or the jug like the death of the animal and its breaking. They also made another takana. Shim nasu osa shnayim b'mot. Let's say there are two people carrying the jug with like sticks or boards. Benishbra and it broke. Mishama chatzi damea. So they got to pay half the damages. Whole mosli ze gadol gabeyachan because this thing was too great, too heavy to carry by one person. The kala gabeyachnayim. But it was also light for two people. Hariuka onus is considered a damage out of their control. The ena onus, excuse me, hariuka onus, the ena onus, right? They're like, it's as if it happened out of his control and they had control over it. So, umishamim mechza, right? So therefore they pay half. Emiyesh edim, shalo pashuba, as long as witnesses can testify, they weren't negligent. Nishra makam she'ena edim mitzuyim. So if it was broken in a place where if witnesses are not found, nishvain shalo shvura, they have to make a shvura that it wasn't broken, but b'pshia, but negligence. Umishamim chatzin emea, and they pay half the amount. Because each one can only carry the amount that they can carry on their own. So we learn from this, right? That if a person carried a large container, that the people, the porters who deliver these things would normally carry, that guy is negligent because it's too heavy for him. And therefore, since it was too heavy and it broke, he's obligated to pay the whole thing. Right? So let's say this porter of wine ended up breaking the barrel for the storekeeper and he has to pay, right? Who shava biyom hashuk arba. Now let's say it's worth $4 in that day, the shuk. But in other days it's worth three. So if he returns it, delivers it the shuk day, either he gives him that barrel of wine or if it broke, he pays four. As long as he had no wine to sell on that day. But if he had wine to sell that day, you only have to pay three. So if he goes ahead and returns it, he pays for it on a different day. He pays three. But he also can deduct any amount of money that is for his the labor he had to put in to deliver it, shahaya tarech mechiras and selling it, who pogam aneka shaynoke, as well as the damage that repairing the damage that took place like in the hole in the barrel of wine. Okay, let's say there's a shepherd and he's watching the sheep, and wolves come along and they attack the sheep, right? If it's one wolf, then it's not considered to be a loss out of his control. Even at the time where there are lots of wolves running around. But if there are two wolves, then it's considered to be damage out of his control. If it's two dogs, in onus, it's not considered onus. Anything come through different directions. Yes, but if it's more than two, then it's considered onus. List in Mizuyan. Now, let's say armed robbers, Harihu onus, that's considered damage out of his control. But Afilo Hayaroa Mizuyan, right? Even if, for instance, the shepherd was had a gun, Uval list them Achar Mizuyan. And let's say these other, and he was attacked by someone, a robber who also has a gun, Hareza onus, it's considered onus, and a row, and most enough shall listen. Because the shepherd's not going to risk his life the way a thief would. Ha'ari v'adova nemar v'abardos v'nachash. So these types of animals, lions, bears, leopards, cheetahs, and snakes, those are all considered to be onsin. A masav is on shabal melan, as long as they come on their own. But let's say the shepherd brings the sheep to a place where there are wild animals or there are robbers. Ain elu onsin v'chalasham. That's not considered to be damage out of control, and therefore you must pay the whole thing. Alachay roa shematza ganav. Let's say a shepherd sees a thief. And he kind of gets very arrogant and says, "Hey, listen, I'm not worried about you." He says to him, he says, "Oh, we're here in this place. We have these many shepherds, and we have these kinds of weapons." So list them, and the robbers come, and it's when they win. Men, right, and they go ahead and take the animals. Right, he's the roe is on the hook. Oh, maybe it's a list of these garuso the makam of hema. Because there's no difference between bringing the animals to a place where there are, let's say, the sheep to a place where there are wild animals and robbers, versus boasting and bringing the actual thieves and animals, so to speak, to the place where the herd is located. Now, let's say the shepherd has the chance to save the animal that was being hunted or taken captive, what do you call it, or bringing like sticks. He didn't call the other shepherds. Nor do they bring sticks to save the animals. So what do you call it? He's chayim. It doesn't matter if he's a unpaid watchman or paid. Rather, the shomer chinam is somebody who calls the other watchman and they bring the sticks without any charging. If you didn't find these pater, but someone's being paid for it, he must pay to get the other shepherds with sticks to come until the value of the herd that he's watching. To save them. And then he goes again and takes that amount from the owner. And the also came, but if you didn't do this, right, and didn't pay for this, or raise a poshea, that's considered negligent, and therefore he's chayav to pay if the sheep are killed. Let's say the shepherd claims he was hired by other shepherds to save the sheep that were in danger. So he, what do you call it? He makes a shvua. What do you call it? He makes a shvua, and then he can collect what's owed to him. Because he can only make a shvua for the value of what of the sheep. He could have said that the what do you call it? The sheep are hunted. And he makes a shvua while holding the dover that's kadosh, like any other case of this kind of shvua. Halachas roa sheniach edro, right? So let's say a shepherd leaves his sheep in the fields, ball of ear, and he goes to the city. Bein be'esha derech horam likanes, bein be'esha in derech horam likanes. Whether it's normal the time, it's the normal time where shepherds go into the ear or not. Ubo zayim v'tarfu ari v'daras. And let's say, for instance, wolves come and they what do you call it? Attack the sheep, or a lion came and attacked them. Einorim ilu hayashamay matzel. You can't say, oh well, he had been there, he could have saved the animals. Ela omdin osa im yachol hatzel they roa maklos chayiv. Rather, we assess it that if he could have saved them by hiring, for instance, other shepherds with sticks, he's on the hook. If not, he's exempt. But if it's impossible to know exactly what would happen, he is off the hook paying. If the animal dies in a regular way, that's considered to be lost out of the shepherd's control, and therefore he's exempt from paying. Safka v'mesa in onus. However, let's say he tortured the animal and it died, then it's not considered onus. Takfaso v'also the roshei tzukin v'takfaso v'naflar is onus. Let's say, what do you call it? the animal jumped away from the shepherd and went to a very high cliff, and then it fell off its onus. Let's say it went on its own up the cliff, and you could have stopped it, and then even if it fell off that cliff, and died or got broken, he's obligated to pay. Because anything that starts off negligence, but even if it ends out of his control, he's chayav. So too, if a shepherd leads animals across a bridge, let's say one pushes another, and then it falls down to the river. He's obligated. He should be more careful bringing them over and taking them over one by one. He's taking money to watch them. He's got to do an excellent job. The whole pasha b'tchila, since he was negligent in the beginning, and he brought them all together as a group. Even at the end, it was them falling out of his control. Nonetheless, he is obligated to pay. Let's say the shepherd was negligent and the animal went to like a swamp area and died. He's exempt. Because the animal going there did not mean it got lost to forces that were out of control. Because it died normally. What's the difference if it died when it was in the watchman's house or if it died in the swamp? But let's say, what do you call it? A thief stole it from the swamp. Im ganva ganameagam. And it dies naturally in the house of the robber, then the shomer's on the hook. Even if he's not getting paid to watch it, because even if it didn't die, it was lost in the hands of the robber. And what do you call it? And by letting it go to the swamp, it would prepare it to be stolen. That ends Parak Gimel, and we will continue with Parak Daled next time.